This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, when Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall appeared on the programme 3 years ago, we talked about his sensible diet, his weight loss and his vegetables. He's also run campaigns for good quality chickens and better fishing policy, and now the River Cottage is still the home of good quality, healthy eating. His new book is called Light and Easy, Healthy Recipes for Every Day, and today Hugh will cook the perfect drop scones. Wheat and dairy free, Hugh.
Why? Today they are, yeah. Why? Because you can. And the thing about wheat and dairy, wheat flour and butter, milk, eggs, cream and cheese. These are incredibly useful ingredients, but we don't need to eat them all the time. But because they're so massively produced on an industrial scale, because they're kind of forced on us in so many areas of our lives, they've become our staples. So I like to kick against what's obvious and everyday and what's always there and try new things. And that's what I've been doing. There are many people who have genuine problems digesting wheat and dairy, but this book is it's fantastic that they can enjoy every single recipe in it, because they get quite a hard time. But it's not just for them.
There are also people who get, shall we say, a little neurotic about possible allergies. I wondered if you were pandering to that.
I don't think so. This book's entirely free of neurosis, I would say. I want it to be for everyone, and I want it to be extremely open. These ingredients, wheat and butter, they still play an important part in my kitchen. But what I realised is I was using them unthinkingly for so long in so many recipes, and actually I thought it was interesting to reach out. So it hasn't been about denial, this path for me. It's been about discovery. And today I'm going to make my drop scones with buckwheat flour. Although it says buckwheat, it's a different tribe of plants, and it's a naturally gluten-free flour, and it's extremely useful. And you know what? It's got a little bit more flavour in it than ordinary plain white wheat flour.
And now, that looks to me dangerously like milk.
No, it's almond milk.
Ah.
No, I use almond milk and oat milk. I make my own almond milk at home. Soak almonds overnight, put them in a powerful blender with a splash of water, and it's a lovely, creamy, very nutritious, dairy-free alternative to milk. And that's what I prefer to put on my muesli in the morning, actually. I still put a splash of milk in my cup of tea. I don't like the taste of oat milk in my tea. But the point is, I'm deciding to have the milk and the wheat when I want it, not just as an automatic reaction.
All right, so you've got the buckwheat flour in a large bowl.
I have. And I'm
where
just
gonna... are you going next?
I'm going to whisk up the almond milk with the other wet ingredients. So that means a couple of eggs, a dash of oil, rapeseed oil or sunflower oil. Rapeseed oil's got a little bit more natural flavour to it. Just a squeeze of runny honey for a bit of sweetness. And whisking all that together. What I love about this recipe is it's very, very ancient. This is a sort of the kind of griddle cake that we've been making, not just since we started growing crops, but since we started grinding up wild seeds and nuts to make flours and pastes. You know, mixing it with an egg, a little bit of water, a drop of honey, cooking it on a hot stone. That's the drop scone goes that far back. So, and it's very quick. I mean, I do this for the family breakfast several times a week. So the liquid ingredients are just now being whisked into the buckwheat flour. And they come together into a batter that's a little bit thicker than a conventional pancake batter, because these are, after all, drop scones. And you can see I'm talking about light and easy. This is such a quick recipe because I'm already ready to cook.
So we've got a hot pan.
You never quite know how hot the pan is going to be in the Woman's Hour studio, but we're giving it our best shot. Just to loosen that batter with a tiny bit more of the almond milk. What I like about buckwheat flour is it has a really good smell to it. It actually smells of something, whereas plain wheat flour's got almost no smell at all. So, you know, with smell comes taste.
Well, as you get ready to drop that into the pan, what other kind of flours can you use to fit into this new way of cooking?
Well, there are lots of very, very... I've got to turn that up a bit because we haven't quite...
Because it's not hot enough.
We haven't quite... I was terrified to absolutely scald them on one side, but luckily it's a thinnish pan and we'll get there quite quickly with the heat turned up. Rye flour, very useful. Does contain traces of gluten, so it's not for celiacs, but it's a lovely, tasty flour. Rice flour, maize flour. And when you think, actually, how many different grains there are that can be made into flours, the fact that 99% of all the flour we use is wheat flour suddenly becomes questionable. And this book has been asking that question and finding some new ways to go.
We've had a number of queries about making bread. One person, Jennifer, said, gluten-free bread tips, please. My attempts smell like cake, look like bread and taste like neither.
Well, I think the thing is, if you're using non-wheat flours and you're chasing the perfect bread, you're liable to be led to disappointment. Because only a very high gluten flour can produce those bubbles that we like in our breadcrumb. So I'd encourage people to think less about, just create a delicious savoury alternative. So flat breads and crisp breads and things like cornbread. You can get but don't keep comparing them with wheat flour bread all the time. They're a different thing, but they can and should still be delicious. And there's a dozen recipes of exactly that kind in the new book.
Now, the bake-off is hugely popular at the moment. Everybody's baking cakes. How easy is it to do cakes and all of those kind of things without the traditional ingredients?
It's incredibly easy. And I'm pleased to note that bake-off has done some great gluten-free and wheat-free baking during the course of its enormously successful runs. But they could and should do more. But in my book, I've got recipes for chocolate cakes, a cider loaf, a marmalade muffins, my ultra choc brownie, which people keep telling me is better than any wheat flour brownie they've ever had, he said modestly, and all sorts of cookies and macaroons. So making treaty cakes and biscuits without wheat is not a problem at all. In fact, it's a great adventure because you'll have tastes and things that you haven't had before.
You've used honey in this, but you do still use sugar. Are you not worrying about sugar?
I'm cutting sugar back to a minimum, or the sweetness back to a minimum. A lot of the recipes use honey instead of sugar. I like to use unrefined sugars. Here it's just a dash of honey giving that sweetness. I'm just flipping my scones now. We've got enough heat in the pan, but they do need another minute or so.
I think I'm going to have to eat those after the cereal. So you finish cooking those and I will try them for lunch.
I'll get another batch on for the whole team.
Yeah, make plenty. That'll be good. You can find the recipe for Hugh's scones, of course, on the website. And I do just have to make a little addition to something Tom Kerridge said on the programme last week when we talked about the Barnsley chop. He mentioned the use of steroids in pork farming in the UK, but a number of pig farmers reminded us later that the use of steroids is not permitted in the EU. Thomasin said that he didn't mean to suggest that standards were low in British pork farming, only to encourage consumers to seek out quality pork with good welfare standards. I will look forward, Hugh, to my gluten-free drop scones. I'm glad, Hugh, that in the second lot we remembered to put pumpkin seeds in, didn't we?
We did. You've got the full version there.
Full whack, gluten-free drop scones with pumpkin seeds. Great jam. Very nice. They are. I didn't think I would say that, but actually they're really tasty.
Of course they are.
So for breakfast.
Full of flavour.
Hugh Fenley, wishing you all. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.